One of the ways the government made more money was that many people stopped contributing to their DC plans and shifted money to their new Roth IRA. That meant the taxman collected more money from the middle class, since only after-tax dollars are allowed to go into a Roth IRA. Explaining a little further for those who still might not be clear on the difference, the traditional employee DC plan, a plan such as a 401k, allows the employee and employer to put untaxed dollars into the plan. That means the taxman gets no revenue from those dollars. The taxman then had to wait till the employee retired before the government could begin collecting taxes. By creating the Roth IRA, many people stopped contributing to their company's retirement plan and put the money instead into this new Roth IRA. When this happened, the government got paid today, but not tomorrow. The problem is tomorrow. In the future, there will be fewer taxes to be collected. The Roth IRA did one more thing. It inspired many people without a retirement plan to open one. Not only were there many new people entering the market via their new Roth IRAs, money was also flowing out of savings accounts, and some people were even borrowing money to invest. With so much money pouring into the market continued its climb. By 1998, millions of non-investors who got lucky in the market the year before and now thought they were investors suddenly began an investing frenzy. In March of 2000, the party came to an end. But of course, many people did not want to believe it. Yet slowly but surely, the reality of the real world sank in. The opening paragraph of a story from the February 25, 2002 Business Week says it all. It's 2 a.m., and Jim Tucci is staring wide-eyed at the ceiling. Another sleepless night. Instead of counting sheep, he's anxiously tallying up how much he has lost in the stock market. Half of his $400,000 nest egg, he figures, has evaporated in just 2 years. Forget the retirement property on the Gulf Coast. Forget the long-planned trip to Italy with his wife. Tucci, a 60-year-old sales manager at a voice recording company in Boston, admits he blew a wad on speculative tech stock during the internet bubble. But a year ago, he dove for safety in blue-chip stocks like IBM, Merrill Lynch, General Motors, and Delta Airlines. Now, 40% of that is gone. Tucci feels suckered. I'm paralyzed. I can't sell because I'd take such a big loss. I'm sure as heck not going to buy anything. And even if I were, whom would I listen to for advice? No one seems to give off a whiff of honesty about any of this stuff. The article goes on to say, some 100 million investors, about half of all adult Americans, can relate to that. They're the new investor class that has emerged over the past decade. Predominantly middle class, suburban baby boomers, they bought into the idea that stocks could make them richer. They exulted during the long bull market of the 1990s. But they've lost $5 trillion, or 30% of their stock wealth, since the spring of 2000, when the dot-com implosion launched the second worst bear market since World War II. It wasn't monopoly money. It was money earmarked for retirement, for college tuition, for medical bills. The concern with pushing problems forward, rather than solving them, is that the problem only gets worse. When the Enron scandal broke, millions of people got their first glimpse at how big this problem can be, and how personally devastating, especially for older workers, workers who have had their 401k wiped out, who know that Social Security and Medicare are going broke, and that their kids are not much better off than they are. Instead of retirement being a dream, the thought of retirement is a nightmare. Rich Dad explained to me how this problem came to be. When America became a world power back in the early 1900s, millions of farmhands began to move off the farm and into the city for a high-paying job in the new factories. Soon our factories were booming, but a new problem was created. The problem of what to do with older workers. That's why during the Depression, the Social Security Act was passed, I said. I'll bet it made a lot of older workers happy. It did, Rich Dad agreed, and it still does today. And when World War II broke out, the factories picked up and the boom in America continued right on through even after the war ended. Because there was a boom on, many unions began demanding that their workers receive a pension after retiring. In order to keep the union leaders happy, corporate management agreed and DB pension plans began to grow. But the problem persists, I said. The problem of how does a person survive once they are no longer able to work? That is correct, said Rich Dad. That is the problem behind the problem. That is, how does a person survive once they are no longer able to work? This is the problem that led to Social Security, DB pension plans, and ERISA. Rich Dad then said, the World War I generation solved its problem by passing on its expenses via government legislation to the World War II generation. The World War II generation passed its expenses onto your generation with ERISA. So the government passes the problem on rather than solving it, I said, and that is the basis of your prophecy. Rich Dad looked at me silently and solemnly. I sat quietly for a while, letting the idea sink in. And as I sat there, I began to recall speeches by famous politicians saying words that made people happy, making promises that would keep them hopeful. Snapping out of my silence, I said, "So that is why you say there will be a giant stock market crash. The problem is not the stock market. The problem is the original problem has been passed on rather than solved, and someday soon the problem will become too big. It's all going to come tumbling down like a house of cards." "That's correct," said Rich Dad. "We now have too many people who have come to expect the government to solve their problems, and politicians, in their desire to win votes, will promise to solve these problems. But of course, we know that a politician will do and say anything to remain popular, be liked, and get reelected. If they told people the truth, they would be thrown out of office. So the problem grows, the government gets bigger, and the taxes have to get higher."